Tennessee News for this Friday broadcast on Winston Wright. Contrary to U.S. government claims, the insurgency in Iraq is led by well-armed Houthis, not foreign fighters, and is far larger than previously thought, according to a report Friday by Associated Press. AP asserted that it was told by military officials in Baghdad requesting anonymity that the guerrillas can call on loyalists to boost their forces to as high as 20,000 and have enough popular support among nationalist Iraqis anchored by the presence of U.S. troops that they cannot be militarily defeated. The estimate is reflected in the insurgency's continued strength after U.S. forces killed as many as 4,000 in April alone. Another hint that the number is larger is the sheer volume of suspected insurgents, 22,000, who have cycled through U.S.-run prisons, and most of whom have been released. And the Korsman, an Iraqi analyst with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, told AP that the figure of 5,000 insurgents was never more than a wag and is now clearly ridiculous. AP also said that according to him, the insurgents are also far more sophisticated than previously believed. The guerrilla bands now join attacks in Baghdad that consist of 2 leaders, 4 sub-leaders, and 30 members broken down by activity. There is a pair of financiers, 2 cells of car bomb builders, and assassins, separate teams launching mortar and rocket attacks, and others throwing roadside bombs and ambushes. The AP report came as CNN reported that in a grim milestone, the number of foreign troops killed in Iraq surpassed 4,000, with U.S. military deaths now totaling 881.